This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Tuesday's big primary day in the U.S. had victories across the country for both President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump, leading to a likely rematch in November. While Super Tuesday is over, attempts to boost voter turnout among Native people are underway, including in Wisconsin. Chuck Kornbach of Station WUWM in Milwaukee reports a new mural is part of Get Out the Vote efforts.
The mural now hangs outside the Gerald Ignace Indian Health Center in Milwaukee. The painting features a woman in a jingle dress standing near seven children and reads, "Vote for our seventh generation." At a dedication ceremony, Ho-Chunk artist Christopher Sweet said every election is important.
"And this year, every vote is critical. When I was painting this mural, I thought about my children's futures. But it does not end there. Let's think about all of our future generations."
The celebration of the mural is just the start of Get Out the Vote collaborations this year in Wisconsin, which is a presidential battleground state, and there is divided control of state government. Anne Egan Walkaw of the group Wisconsin Native Vote is a member of the Menominee Nation. She says if there's voter apathy about the race for president, she has not experienced it.
"You know, when I'm out talking to my people, I hear a lot of enthusiasm because they do understand climate change. Do you remember when the Canadian fires were going? We had people literally sick. I got sick down here. But our people see it, and they really know that Mother Earth needs our help. By voting, they can help."
Egan Walkaw says there are plans to work with the Milwaukee Public Schools to register more 18-year-old students to vote. Other Get Out the Vote efforts are planned at tribal communities in northern Wisconsin. There are roughly 70,000 Native Americans of voting age in the state. The last two presidential contests in Wisconsin were decided by only about 20,000 votes. I'm Chuck Kornbach.
Montana Governor Greg Gianforte says the state will not take over law enforcement services on the Flathead Reservation. That's in response to Lake County saying it's pulling out of a long-standing agreement to do that work. Montana Public Radio's Aaron Bolton has more.
It's unclear who will take over felony law enforcement oversight following Gianforte's letter saying the state can't afford it. Lake County Commissioner Gail Decker says the letter raises more questions than answers.
"Who has jurisdiction? Does the county have it? Does the state have it? Does the feds have it? Again, that's a question that is on people's minds, and we don't have an answer to it."
In the 1960s, the federal government, the state, Lake County, and the Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes all signed on to a deal called Public Law 280. The deal said Lake County would jail and prosecute people for felony crimes committed on the reservation. But Lake County last year announced it's pulling out because it can't afford the roughly $4 million it costs to oversee felony jurisdiction. Now Gianforte's office says the state also plans to pull out of the agreement. Gianforte says he is initiating a process to give felony jurisdiction to the federal government. It's unclear whether he can do that on his own or needs buy-in from state lawmakers. It's also unclear whether the federal government will agree to take over. The CSKT issued a letter saying it will continue to work with the county and the state to find a path forward. In Columbia Falls, I'm Aaron Bolton.
And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support for law and justice-related programming provided by Hobbs, Strauss, Dean & Walker, LLP, a national law firm dedicated to promoting and defending tribal rights for over 40 years. More information available at HobbsStrauss.com.
Support for journalism that raises the awareness of child well-being to citizens and to policymakers provided by the Annie E. Casey Foundation, building a brighter future for children, families, and communities. Information at aecf.org.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.